All right, it's still been a minute, so seems to be kind of habitual at this point. I'm not 100% sure, but so I went to Triple Rainbow, Grizz's first festival in the infamous Alpine Valley, Wisconsin. It was their first EDM festival, which was pretty cool. Episode kind of has a few parts to it. So, I really wanted to show the difference between bringing an extrovert this episode to their first music festival out of state. And in a later episode, I bring an introvert. So, I'm trying to switch it up and let you guys decide how you feel, 'cause I know there's all varieties of types of people, but I know that for introverts, it's a little bit harder to come out of your shell. Like, maybe you don't come out until the last hour of the festival, and then you're like, what the fuck did I do all festival? Or maybe you're extroverted and just made friends every which way, you know what I mean? It's kind of like a dealer's choice. It depends, but this is not the full interview because me and my extroverted friend have to, get stoned and talk about it first for a little bit, but I figured I'd put out what I have for you guys and feel free to let me know what you think or any of that stuff. I don't know. And also, equipment-wise, I should have read a little bit more into the instructions. I will fairly say that. So, hope you enjoy and hope you're staying happy out there. Oh, first time. Woo! And it's B's first festival.
Yay.
Yes. Would you like to introduce yourself?
What's good? I'm B Money. Been friends with Hannah for a long ass time. We used to work together. This is like our first trip we've taken together.
Oh my God, it
Out of we've planned things and it's out of the group chat. We're here. We finally made it.
Yes. And we have our new friend Lily as well.
Yes. Yeah. I'm Lily. I am so lucky to have just met B and Hannah, and they were so nice to adopt me in because I had last minute change of plans. My group flaked on me, so I'm glad that this worked out better. These plans are much better anyways, so we're all really excited for Triple Rainbow.
We've all been there on the friend plan thing, but let's see. So it's B's first festival. A first festival? Yeah. Are you excited?
I'm pretty excited. I wasn't expecting doors to open so late. I was like, it's gonna be an all day thing. But that's kind of cool because we get time to rest up and check shit out.
Party in the in between. How many festivals have you done before?
I've done.
You were saying a lot.
Yeah, I did. No, I did
So
Bonnaroo 15, 19. I did Electric Force this summer and then Summer Meltdown and this one. And then I have another one in 2 weeks.
Oh
So,
shit! Which one in 2 weeks is?
Wakan.
Oh fuck!
Yeah,
I just saw
so.
tickets about that not too long ago. That's
Yeah,
cool.
so. Yeah, I've been to a good amount.
Good amount.
Yeah.
No, I feel that. I feel like I have two. I just can't remember all of them off the top of my head. Whatever. Let's see. So, okay, you great advice in the car last night that I don't remember verbatim, but
Yes.
so first time festival goers,
Yeah,
a seasoned
honestly,
pro.
the first thing that comes to mind is you just need to make sure you have a good solid group of friends and people around you because that can make or break the entire experience. Obviously, I feel like this goes without saying, drink your fucking water. And last but certainly not least, test your drugs.
And learn how to test them properly
And
too.
that's a good part to add there as well.
'Cause
But
some
yeah.
people know, some people don't. I don't know. But let's see. Okay. Outfit wise, do we feel like we're prepared and ready to go?
I feel like I have too many outfits to choose from, and I don't know what I'm gonna wear now.
I mean,
that's not a bad problem to have, you know?
Yeah.
Like, can always bring more. And you had outfits too, right?
Yeah, I packed like the lightest I think I ever have for a festival. Because I just was like a cheap bitch and didn't want to get a, I didn't want to check a pack. So like, I think this is the first time where I'll actually be wearing everything that I have, so.
That'll be, yeah. I feel like easier to keep track of your shit, at least.
Yeah, like, that's what also what's so stressful about festivals, because I always lose shit. Like,
yeah, and sometimes the festival gods just taketh away its kind of shit.
But you come back really full and happy.
That's true. Yeah, the serotonin on deck. Let's see what else. So, drinking-wise, how are we feeling about... We have enough booze for the...
We have more than enough booze, I think.
That's true.
Maybe too many booze.
I mean, like...
But we're also in Wisconsin.
So. Yeah, it's not altitude.
Yeah.
That's my thing I keep. Yeah. But I have, feel like I have to teeter, because if not, I might, like, spiral down that... Blackout. No. Let's see what else. Drug-wise, how do we feel about pacing drugs for the festival? Is that a weird question? I don't know if that's a weird question.
No, wait, what was it? A weird question.
Like, pacing yourself, drug to alcohol ratio?
Yeah, I don't know. Because I'm always, like, weird about mixing shrooms and booze.
I get that.
So,
I mean, yeah, that might be okay.
I didn't think that through.
I feel like it kind of depends, because, like, how, it depends on how much you take. You
know what I mean? Yeah. I definitely don't have, but I mean, grind it up. I feel like I put a lot in that fucking grinder.
Oh my god.
I didn't weigh it out, because I was like, you know, I'm just going to.
I just go right in, I'm just like, fuck it. I just throw it in my mouth. Like, it's like cardboard.
I know people that like the taste of shrooms.
Oh no, this is awful.
That's weird.
It's traumatizing.
That's like eating dirt, I feel like.
No, it basically
pretty much
it feels like it tastes like it.
No, I am hoping the outfits manifest some mushrooms, just if you wear the right outfits
shows.
Yeah. People are nice, that's what I like to think, but also maybe that's a weird thing. Trying to think of what else. Are you nervous? Excited? Wanting to make out with all the people? I don't know.
No.
Hard pass.
Yeah, I'm excited. I feel like there's always, like, I don't know, because I feel like I go to a lot of vast variety of shows, and it's like, it's never really like, oh, these are my people, you know? It's like, I'm like, oh, I'm kind of the odd one out here. So this is going to be more of like, ah, yes, these are my people.
That's true. I do feel like EDM kids kind of just... were emo kids back in the day and kind of just shifted in that weird anxiety spot. I don't know.
I mean, like, I think that each different artist, like, brings a different crowd for the most part.
That's
and
true.
And from my experience, like, the Grizz crowd, like, that I met, it was just really, really nice and welcoming and inclusive.
I feel like that's Grizz's message. Like,
that's what it is. Yeah. It's message. So I think that, like, obviously, like, people gravitate towards that who also... like that message, you believe in that message, so
yeah,
like, instead of, excuse me, but base nectar.
R.I.P. but fuck no, R.I.P. no, just kidding,
fuck them.
Yeah, honestly. And like, the diehard base nectar fans were always a hard pill to swallow.
Yeah. Could you imagine getting a base nectar tattoo and like having that?
Oh my god, that sucks.
Like, that's embarrassing.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. I couldn't do that. I don't know.
Cornfield. In Wisconsin.
Is it a cornfield?
I don't think it is. It just gives me those kind of vibes. And we got here way too fucking early, but like, you know.
Yeah, Hannah, to be fair, Hannah and I would have left our place at like 4, because the set's at like 5:15, so we're like plenty of time.
Which was like 10 minutes ago.
So. And then someone, I'm not going to say any names. Not gonna say any names, but they were like, you have to be there super early because parking's gonna be really bad. It's gonna be super bad. There's gonna be people in line. They don't want to miss the set. And it was like the easiest thing to get here and park.
I think we're line like 2.
So we are chilling. Like, they say the reason, like, what's the phrase? Like, something about being late to the party.
Being early is on time, being on time is late, or some shit like
or like, you're fashionably late.
Oh, yeah.
We are We're yeah. the fucking nerds.
But we also have like 6 white claws to kill. And,
like... I haven't even had one. All right. We'll crack one.
When in the festival?
Like, I'm just like a child. I'm not actually a child.
No, she's of age. I promise.
I'm older than of age, unfortunately.
Cracked. I will say something I do find hilarious is before we got on this trip, I got an anonymous text message from someone.
What?
I knew you were cheating on me with B the whole time. I forgot to tell you this.
Stop. No.
I'm like, I think we're all sure who it is by now, but.
It's the most comical thing that I've ever heard.
And I was like,
considering I've never been with a woman.
And I was like, I know more about her dating history than I know about my own, so.
And like, not to bash on myself, but in Cabbage's words the other night, he goes, B, what the fuck even is your type? It's like, I feel like every single person I've seen you with is like, not. Yeah, I'm just keeping it fresh.
Same. That's what I like to like, you know, switch
from
it up.
From 19 to 43, you know, we keep it fresh around here.
Keep it on our toes. I get that.
I like to surprise people.
I do too. For some reason, though, people still assume the whole straight down, up and down thing, and I'm always like, I'll correct you really quick, I promise. Like, oh, exciting. Okay.
We're debating on whether or not to bring a sweatshirt in, and I was like, oh, that guy has a sweatshirt on, like, he probably knows what's up, and then I was like, actually, he has a bass nectar tattoo as well, so I don't know if he's a good
if
judging
he knows
character
what's up.
On that.
Oh, that
I
looks
should
comfy.
Really start asking people, what year did you get that?
Was it recent?
Comfy. It was hot, though.
It looks hot. Damn. What we're looking at is a badass looking robe thing.
And like a two-piece set.
Yes.
Dude, I want a fucking Yin Yang jersey.
Let's get one. I mean,
I bet they're so expensive.
Let's hope not, maybe. Let's hope not. Okay. I'ma stop it for a minute.
On to day 2. It's raining right now, so
we're a little less gung-ho about getting in.
We're not as stoked. But we did hit up the hotel free bar before we came, so
yes.
Who
the fuck
knew?
Take
advantage of that. Yeah.
Some open bar.
Yeah.
Dude, it was like a wedding, but it was only because the hotel was sold out. And let's see, getting out was a bitch and a half last night.
Yeah, it probably took over an hour.
Yeah, like,
to get out.
Some people even just, like, gave up halfway through and were like,
turn their cars off kind of shit. We were one of those cars.
I didn't think about that for gas today. No, it's gonna be good. We'll be fine. We'll be fine. Anxiety spirals are not happening. And we got seat tickets. That was pretty dope.
Hell yeah.
Hopefully we're doing that again tonight.
Oh, the sun is coming out, so.
Ooh!
There are bright things on the horizon.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and we have a fuck ton of White Claw to get rid of.
And I took some shrooms. Ooh. So did Hannah.
Yes. Yes, we did.
So, we're gonna be feeling good. Feeling the vibes.
Feeling it. And we're waiting for our friend we made to get here with her shit so we can get the fuck inside too.
Yeah. Yep, just waiting away
among the wooks. It is kind of weird at the top of that hill. There's like a clusterfuck of sheriffs all just kind of standing around.
Oh no, I don't like that. Oh, I see them.
Like,
oh, I don't like that at all.
It's okay though. They're not coming for it. They're coming for the like the wooks with all the ketamine or the wooks with all the coke. I'm not saying innocent little white girls, but in the prank of it. No, just kidding. Let's see what else.
Went shorter than we expected.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it did go a lot shorter than expected.
Apparently, 17-year-olds are allowed at the show. So, that's not very fun.
And it's very terrifying to hit on people because it's like, will I go to jail? I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, there's been, like, some narc-looking people amongst the crowd, too, but for the most part, pretty good vibes.
Yes. You can spot the narcs in the Grizz fan.
Yeah. They're wearing, like, one color, and it's, like, black or gray or tan.
It's very not fun.
Who just called me?
So the festival was wild. The recorder I brought with me, though, I don't know if it captured, like, everything. So that is something to look into for myself. But, Triple Rainbow got wild, y'all. Like, I don't think the people of Wisconsin were ready for electronic dance music quite yet. But, the things I really like to highlight, especially on this podcast, whether or not people listen or not, is completely irrelevant. But the attendees of the show voiced their frustrations over overzealous security. So, like, these are some, like, good old boys, you know what I mean? Like, they're just looking for an easy revenue stream, and the little spun wook is definitely the way to go. But, there were some very strict enforcements in the camping part of, like, noise-related curfews. And I'm like, motherfucker, have you not ever been to a festival ever? Like, I don't think you're really at a festival unless you hear a guy having an existential crisis on some psychedelics in the middle of the night. I mean, summer camp's close enough to Wisconsin, like, take a book out of their thing, and they're not even that great about it. That's a festival that you could be tripping balls, and you could think you saw some random just tackle another random, but then all of a sudden, the key factors come out, you know? Like, same, like, primarily usually, like, black t-shirts, and, like, you know, just narky-looking motherfuckers, but, when you're on drugs, they don't seem like narky motherfuckers, so that's definitely a new one. But, yeah, after the show, a lot of fans took to social media not to hesitate about speaking up with their unpleasant interactions with security on this campground. Damn, it's a 195-acre lot. The volume and consistency of testimonials pouring into social media were enough to draw the attention of both Grizz and the organizers behind Alpine Valley Music Theater. And see, we're just going to take a second to, like, let Grant know that, like, you a real motherfucker, dude. 10 out of 10. Well, how do I put it? So there were a bunch of fans from Grizz, Alice Dream, Closey. Oh, then, you know, like 10 out of 10s. But Grizz took to social media to offer to personally reimburse fans, suggesting they reach out via email with a screenshot of their ticket for consideration. I don't know any other musician doing this, guys. Like, this man has, I don't know how much money, honestly, but, like, dude, like, he's big. We all know. It's Grizz. It's Grant. Look, like, I know a few people that creepily know where his house is, but, yeah, I just, it's so cool to see someone with money kind of, like, stick up for the, like, little man, little woman, I don't know, that might not be the right thing, but, so, Alpine Valley tweets out, Triple Rainbow attendees. We'd like to say thank you to Grizz community. To the Grizz community, it is a pleasure to host you at Alpine Valley this weekend. We acknowledge that some campers had had less than optimal experience in our campground. Let me define less than optimal for you. Getting cited and fined for partying in the motherfucking woods, bro. Like, I'm sorry, Wisconsin. Y'all can drink, but weed needs to be legal where you are, too, because it's showing. It's very much showing. But, let's see, Alpine Valley hits us with a little bit more PC bullshit, you know what I mean? Like, we appreciate your valuable feedback as we continuously work to improve our camping experience. What are you gonna improve? Just get the fucking cops out of the way, bro. Like, make sure there's, like, emergency personnel and, like, a cop that, I don't know how to put it, but, like, can actually see the Stanford Prison Experiment for, like, what it is. Oh man, that's just infuriating to me, but, Grizz hits retweets back, maybe. Twitter's not my, like, strong suit, if I'm being honest, but, I'm beyond upset with the policing and worked really hard on this event. To see our community treated so poorly was heartbreaking. I always want what's best for y'all, so if you got a citation there, email Grizz presents blah 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 at gmail.com with a screenshot of your ticket and I'll reimburse you. How fucking wholesome is that, y'all? Like, this man does not need to, you know what I mean? Like, does not need to pay for it, but, like, is so much so dedicated and appreciative of his fans that, like, he can respect that maybe there was a fucked up situation. But Grizz also does go on the police deputy made a comment that we were one of, it's not the nicest community of people at shows there have ever been. We had a very small amount of citations in relation to any shows there had ever been. Grizz speculates that particular incidences like this likely came to light only because of the unique sense of the community and camaraderie that exists among his fans. We, however, won't be treated like that and just be silent about it, he added. Motherfuck, yeah, Grant. Like, oh my gosh. I love this man. How can you not love this man? Are you kidding? Oh, but I do continue to plan on going to shows and talking to more people about it. So that's very exciting. Hopefully I can do better next time. But I hope you guys enjoyed listening to the show. This will 100% not be the last time B will be on the show. We actually have fun stories to tell all by ourselves. But, you know, c'est la vie, whatever. Let's see. Next festival on the Space Cast radar is motherfucking Gem and Jam, y'all. So that's exciting. Maybe someone you guys know, maybe not. I like to interview people that bring the whole picture together in a festival. You know what I mean? Maybe that's a hit. Maybe it's not. Catch y'all sooner than the last time. 2023 resolutions, y'all. Hope you are staying safe, well, and, like, if you want to follow through, you can. But, like, fuck it. It's 2023. Do what makes you happy. Love you guys.